are live now through the internet by BBS Radio Online. Thank you all for being here today. It is August the 21st, the day of the famous eclipse, and is a Monday. We have tonight another hour, the Winfrey Show, and tonight he will be asking questions to our beautiful group Soul the Elohim through Terry Brown regarding what happens when you leave this realm over here, when you die, when you pass away. So that will be another interesting night. Thank you so much, Terry Brown, for being here and working with all of us. Vin, are you present? Are you back yet? First a word to you, Terry Brown. Thank you for being here.
Michelle?
Yeah. Hi, Vin. I hear you. And Terry, are you unmuted?
I'm doing good.
Think so. Yeah.
All right, yes, I hear you in the background.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Terry's not ready, so we can start. Are you ready, Terry?
No, not at all.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
August 21st, 2017. Wynn and Terry on our Monday night conference call. And we announced, following up from yesterday, we're going to do a continuing talk about what happens when you die. And hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Is there anyone new on the line? First time tonight?
Well, first time in a long time for Michelle Spahn.
Oh, okay, who is that?
Michelle Spahn. I haven't been on in a long, long time.
Hi, Michelle. Are you in Pasadena?
No, I'm in the West Covina right now.
West Covina. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know I used to live in Pomona?
Oh, really?
Yeah, my old stomping ground.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, I used to sell things there at the fair.
It's what?
I used to sell things at the fair.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Coming up pretty soon. I'm actually moving to Fresno area, so I won't miss the fair this year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So just a couple of comments. I think this is like one of the most incredibly important topics because death is such a mystery and that every one of us is going to face it. And most people are afraid of it, okay? And after these long-term discussions with the Elohim, you know, I don't think anyone should believe anything or should give their power up to say, well, it's the Elohim, so I'll believe whatever they say. Number one, how do you know it's the Elohim? How do you know it's, you know, not something nefarious? The only way you can tell is by reading the material and paying close attention to them and pay close attention to us and our intent. Because I had to do that for at least 3 years before I said, oh, I think they're who they say they are. And quite frankly, I wasn't sure I wanted to believe it because it was too much responsibility and I had not a clue how to do anything. And they didn't have a clue. They didn't tell me what to do. I probably would have been, how would you say it? Let me out of here if I started to have to follow their orders. but they don't give orders. And they don't want to give orders. And then slowly but surely, I started to get the feel of how it works. And from my observation level, not from them telling me, it has to do with, if we talk about the evolution of ourselves and the evolution of our planet, one of the key elements is co-creation. And co-creation with them, co-creation with each other. What is co-creation? Co-creation is different than cooperation. Okay. Co-creation is, from at least the way I'm defining it, it's where our energies come together first, and then we do something with it. In other words, you don't start out doing something and hoping the energies come together. It's like everyone is aware, has observed the quality of co-creation in their life. But it's not an easy quality to ring up on demand. Terry and I co-create. We co-create as a group on these calls. We're all giving some of our energy, and it comes back to us. We get the feeling for it. See, it doesn't mean, some people think co-creation means that if I'm talking and then someone else wants to talk, they can talk too, because why should I have all the chance to talk? Well, you know, I'm not really adverse to other people talking, but they have to give a pretty high level of contribution. And when somebody can contribute to the energy of the group and teach us something new, you're making noise, Terry.
I know.
Then,
it's getting dark here. Do you think that we're having an eclipse, or is it over and it's just getting night?
The eclipse was over a long time ago. It's just getting to be night, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, co-creation is teamwork. It's like sometimes we see sports teams co-creating. Often we see musicians co-creating. Sometimes we have co-creation with people that are bringing up a family. So lots of ways to co-create. And to me, as I'm saying, my definition is when the energies come together first, and then you do something. Now, maybe that's not always true, because maybe musicians might come together and they start to jam, and then they go into the zone, and they get psychic with each other. And if you've ever heard, like, a good jazz band, or even a really good rock and roll band, you can tell their energies are intermingling. My first girlfriend in college, we had this thing where I'd be walking down the street and humming a song in my mind, and she started singing it out loud in exactly the place where I was. And she didn't have a clue that that was happening until I observed it. Or when somebody calls you, and when somebody calls you, their energy flows towards you as they're making a call. Like, I can almost always tell if the phone rings, there's Terry, okay? Because I feel her energy come in. So co-creation is not the topic tonight. The topic is when you die. And we have had discussions about this in the past, about going into the astral, feelings like you're still alive, being able to move around, but nobody can hear you. We're going to ask some really specific questions. And in particular, it's how do you prepare yourself on this side? And if you can remember anything from this side, when you die, how are those memories helpful? We know there's a tunnel of light. We know people meet their relatives or friends in the higher heaven realms. We suspect Terry was formerly, millions of years ago, maybe more than that, one of those souls that helps people in the heaven realms. In other words, when people die, they can go through a tunnel of light and get out of the lower astral. And in the lower astral, people, beings, souls are very much alone. But in the higher, I think you could say the heaven realms were in the higher astral. Beings start getting together. And that you go through a rehabilitation. There are teams. We're going to find out how those teams work and what they do to rehabilitate you after a bout in this realm. And then after you're rehabilitated, you either come back or you do something else. You choose. You decide. So we're going to get into the specifics of all of that, and maybe it'll help somebody have a better experience when they die. So let me make sure. Terry, you're not muted, right? I hear you're clicking around it. Okay. People like it that you do that, you know. They like it. You know why?
Why?
Terry is so far out, and look at what a ditz she can be. So then they think, God, I can be a ditz too. It's not so bad. And even I can be a ditz, because I can be a ditz, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you actually start opening up your higher chakras, and part of you starts existing in those other realms. And you have to use more discipline and focus to keep coping with this realm. Like, you can't remember things. Your memory goes bad. And I have to work really hard to remember things. I'm doing a really good job, because I got all these little ways that I have little, how can I say it? Like, when I walk through a door, I train myself to think, what did I forget? Then I go look at my feet at the restaurant, then I leave my cell phone, you know, whatever, I walk through a door. Because that's a critical moment. You're changing your energy from one place to another. And for me, it's very easy to forget something in that moment. And it's even easier for Terry, okay? We spent months and months and months trying to get her to remember to take her cell phone when she goes out, okay? So, but on the other hand, she can be a ditz in this realm, and then the Elohim come through her, and they give us so much wonderful wisdom and support. Who cares, right? If we could afford it, Terry would have a team of servants. I better not use the word servants now.
Yeah. Well, I'd have a team of people that I would hire. Well, you know, one of the team would do transcriptions, maybe five people to do transcriptions and editors and to give them jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a look, first of all, to orient to Earth plane. And we see a change in the energies. It is a very subtle change. We look at the topic for tonight, which is death and dying. We are anxious to assist or answer questions wherever we may. Do you have questions? If we ever say anything that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at this time.
Thank you. Okay, first question. Everyone's going to die. Some people have peaceful deaths. They're in bed, they have their family around them, everyone loves them, and they just slip out of their body. Some people have lonely deaths. They're not connected to anyone, they feel disconnected. And some people have violent deaths. They end up dying in a war or in a crime or something like that. And I want to just ask you, when you're on this side and you have a death experience, how that impacts you when you get on to the other side.
Thank you. The first thing you mentioned was some people have peaceful deaths. When a person beginning to leave his life and to move to the other side, he can do it peacefully, and to the people in his family or the people around him, it may appear that he is simply getting Alzheimer's disease, or he is not really there sometimes. He can then gradually disconnect from his life and can begin to take peeks into the other side, so that his connection with the surroundings in his life are not really in focus, as he begins to change his focus towards the afterlife or moving to the other side. when a person dies, often they do not do it when those people are around. They simply slip out and leave at a point where the person sitting with them may have left the room for a minute. That is where a person gradually merges with aspects of the other side, on the other side of the veil, as they give up their focus in the current life and begin to explore beyond their physical body in other realms. They may appear to be demented, but it is a normal process when somebody is changing their focus from their current life to the afterlife to begin to have ventures out of their body and to seek friends that have come before, passed away before. We are reminded of a lady who was dying, and the family stood around her and begged her to stay. So she was staying for the family. However, her sister, who had passed away before, was visiting her to prepare the way for the lady to leave. The visits from the sister became more and more present, and her connection with the surroundings became less and less. Her son called her on the phone and spoke to her and said, "What's going on, Ma?" And she says, "Well, my sister keeps visiting me, and she says that my bags are all packed and ready to go." And so the son said, "All right, Mom, just do what you feel is the correct thing." She hung up the phone and passed away. Often when somebody passes away, they will open their eyes and look around, or will look out the window, or will get a reference point toward their current life. Where are they? Did they get their bearings? And as if they are using it for a takeoff point or an anchor point to start from, and then close their eyes and leave. It is a part of life is death. The Dalai Lama has said that it is like changing your clothes when an old pair of pants or an old suit of clothes is too worn out to wear anymore, and then you get a new one. The aspect of dying is written about in many cultures. The Dalai Lama continued that then you get, as a reincarnated person, you get a new body that has much energy, it's full of energy, and renewed, and a person can continue. It is interesting. Many times when a person dies, if they have a disease, then the disease dissipates. When Socrates died, he said that one of the people at his deathbed should sacrifice a cock to the gods because it would cure his disease of a painful life. So it is a way that the universal law has of renewal. Different things happen to different people based upon their focus. There was one gentleman who died in an apartment house, and he, in his owning of the apartment house, was intent on collecting the rent. So the people who lived in the apartment house after he died kept getting these knocks on the door, where they opened the door and he is standing there, and then his image disappears. He was entirely taken up with his ownership and proud of his ownership of the apartment complex, and continued. He did not want to let it go. This is one of the things after a person first dies that an individual experiences. They tend to relive some of the experiences of their life and to see how, as they relive the experience, how others have reacted to them. It can be pleasurable if they have some really good experiences. When a person is younger, they have a tendency to remember more good experiences. They have not lived to experience often very much bad, and so they would concentrate on the good aspects of their life. All people would concentrate on what it is that was outstanding to them when they are alive, and to cogitate about it after they died, and to remember it and see what has happened and how people have reacted to them. Some people, after they die, go into the tunnel of light, which is a vortex which transports them to the higher heavenly realm. In the higher heavenly realm, they meet people, perhaps people that have passed before them and are there to welcome and to greet them. And they have a magnificent reunion and are able to stay with our loved ones for as long as they wish. There's a team of angels that work with them to give them life reviews. The life review starts out with memories of what happened. They tell memories of their lifetime that they are focused upon. The angel that is in charge of the life review listens and works with them to help them with any rough spots or any problems. Sometimes Patrician, when they go into the seventh realm, are so consumed by something negative that has happened or are so worried about someone or their family that they wish to go back right away, or they are unable to stay in the present moment, and it is very difficult to give them a life review. Sometimes if a person is totally distraught when they arrive in the heaven realm, they can be placed in a cloud chamber, a temperature vibration controlled cloud chamber that can ease their tensions and allow them to relax. It seems to some of them that they need to get right back to handle whatever it was they wish to handle. But if a person takes a break from something, and then during the break, they can reset themselves and have a whole new look at what has happened, and other solutions can come in, and the problem can begin to resolve. Once it resolves in their own mind, then it is easy to put the results into real life, and they can come back with a whole new fresh look on what can be done. Those are some of our comments. There is the thought in some religions that if a person goes to back to God, or if a person finishes with his reincarnational cycle, that this is very good. And if they don't, if they feel that they have to come back, that is sort of a sign that they just didn't make it yet. But there is time for everything. And some people enjoy the trip. They enjoy the knowledge. They enjoy the companionship, the physicality of the life body. The challenge of how to survive in the third density and still be ethical. To not take shortcuts. To learn how to balance their lives so that they can achieve their own goals and their own creative purposes without giving everything up to the third density physical realm and simply a day-to-day grind to get enough money to live. You had mentioned other aspects. Some people die peacefully. You see, some people die violently. When a person dies violently, it is sometimes a very great difficulty because they're not expecting it. They are still in their mind alive. They are still walking around, and they do not know that they are yet dead, and they talk to other people. However, other people cannot hear them because they are in their life body, and their life body is at a higher frequency, and not everyone can see a person's life body. Terry can see a person's life body. In fact, when the Twin Towers came down, one of the firemen high up in the fire department came immediately to visit. Well, perhaps it was after a few hours, came to visit Terry and told her he was going to be her baby. And she explained that he would make a great baby. But she was not pregnant and not going to be having a baby, so she told him to go back to the New York area and find a woman who was pregnant to be her baby. He left for a half an hour, and within a half an hour, he came back and said, "It has to be you, because nobody else can hear me." She said, "Go find a pregnant woman who's going to have a baby, and after she has the baby, she will hear you clearly. Before she has the baby, she won't be able to hear you." He got it, and he left. When he died, you could see in his hologramic light body image the heroicness of his soul, that he had given everything he had that day to save the buildings and the people. Different things happen for different people depending upon how aware they are. Perhaps some of the examples we have given you will give you an idea of what a range is. Some religions feel that a person simply goes back to God after they die. For a person to diffuse and to go back to God, they would need to be very enlightened. They would need to have fulfilled the things that they wish to learn, to grow, to experience when they were in the third density physical realm or even in the heaven realm. Many individuals, they have lifetime after lifetime after lifetime where God puts lessons before them. When a person dies a violent death, sometimes their focus gets hung up in that moment of death, and they carry that into their next life with them. They carry it, and it is a part of their messed up time that they experience the sensation of the physical death. Perhaps they have a birthmark where they have been shot or knifed or injured or burned, and they withdraw their energy from that part in their life body. So when they have the new body, they do not give the proper energy to that part of their body to have it develop normally, and they end up with a mark, say a mark where the gun shot them in the head. They end up with a mark in that spot. Sometimes it creates blockages, and this can lead to disease. If a person does not have their chakras, we do not know if all of you know what the chakras are, but we feel most of you do. It is a good thing to look up. For instance, if they are stuck in a violent death and past life incident, then their perceptions are distorted of what's going on around them because they are in the wrong time zone. And they cannot adequately express themselves because their expression would not be appropriate. also their expression chakra, which is in their throat, can be withheld and can be not spinning properly. The chakras are spinning sections of light, and they have colors from the spin. The chakra in the throat is a blue color. If it is not spinning properly, they cannot express themselves, which is the reason it is not spinning properly and sending energy in and out of the body. They can begin to have problems with their thymus, with their thyroid, which eventually can be a great detriment to their life, to have adequate expression, to be able to have their heart open. If they have experienced a violent death in their past and they are stuck in it, they won't be able to express their open-hearted, loving nature as their view and their chakra spin in their heart is distorted by that violent thing that has happened to them. That's why when you see someone that is a terrorist, he is creating situations that are catching with their upsets and promoting wider upsets. If he thinks he may go to heaven, that is his view. However, heaven is not a place where violence is condoned. Do you have questions?
Yes. Okay, we have about 9 minutes. The first question is, there are people that have, say, relatively good karma. They've been kind, they've done things, but then they have a difficult death, and it throws them off of balance, say a violent death.
What yes, plays that has happened to some very good people. Go ahead and finish your question.
So how does that impact their track on the other side? Do they recover from the violent death and then move on, or do they get stuck in some kind of negative hole that takes lots of lifetimes to get out of?
First of all, they may have built up some karma in an earlier lifetime. And so this is something to do with a lesson that they need to learn. They may not have done something in an earlier lifetime, and they are here to bring peace and love to their surroundings and to bring through love of the higher densities into the lower densities. This is something that if they're able to take it in and to dismiss it, then they are able to move on rapidly and to indicate this is what has happened, to stay in present time and to say, to accept everything in the moment, to let it go so they stay in the now, then they do not get hung up by it. So it depends on people's outlook. It depends on people's track, what they have run into in their previous lives, what they have committed themselves in their previous lives. It it may be that they're a very good person who has come here to help the realm, and by their honesty has made someone who wasn't honest angry and created that clash. As a person becomes more and more enlightened, they are able to let trauma go rapidly and to keep in the now without re-experiencing over and over what has happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're on the other side, it seems like most people find themselves very alone in a lower astral state, and then they have an experience of a body of some sort, and they can move this body anywhere they have an energy connection, or maybe beyond that. And so they tend to want to hang out with people they were involved with, like their wife or their parents, and they're frustrated because the person doesn't see them.
It depends upon the situation. We were reminded of a girl that was in an automobile accident, and her brain was too injured to survive. And she was in that state, but her parents kept begging her to stay. And she, to please her parents, stayed with the body, but the body was not physically able to operate. So some people spoke with the parents, spoke telepathically with the girl, and explained to the parents that the girl had considered herself dead ever since the accident, and that if they let her go, she would be able to transition on and get a new life. Some people, when they transition on and get a new life, they do not go back to heaven or through the tunnel of light, but they simply choose another body to be born into, and then they have another life with other lessons.
Now, in the lower astral, I assume a good portion of people end up in the lower astral, and they experience themselves alone, like they're not really connecting with other people. They can travel around the planet, they can see people, but they don't commiserate.
And yes, it is very hard. They may try to commiserate, but the people do not see or hear them. In their life body, they are at a frequency where the people in the physical realm do not see them or hear them. They're invisible to their family, to their friends, and it is very frustrating to these people because it is like a great divide. The people are crying and are grieving, do not know how to help the one that's passed over, or even that the person may be still alive and the person is listening and does not know how to help the relatives.
I would imagine that oftentimes people attend their own funerals, yes?
Yes, as usually they are still in the body and they stay with the body. It takes them a while to disconnect or to venture out. Some people who are more enlightened are able to leave or to go with the upper realms or go to the tunnel of light or see the angels. And once they get to the higher astral, to the heaven realm, they have people that will see them and talk to them and give them companionship.
Now, the heaven realm is in higher astral still, correct?
Yes.
It's not beyond the astral.
Well, it reaches into beyond the astral.
Okay.
Yes.
And then some of the beings that are in the heaven realm, so there's the helper beings, the angel beings, drop in from the higher realms to kind of get a job there, so to speak, helping to reintegrate people.
There is a complex system, network system, where the angelic realm keep track of people that are seeking to move into the heaven realm and can help them interface.
Mm-hmm. So it's a huge organization on the other side.
That is correct.
We're talking about millions and billions of people. We're just talking about our planet, right?
Yes.
And do other planets have their own heaven realms? Each planet has its own populated planet?
They do have their own heaven realm that is particularly oriented towards these particular people of the planet. Mm-hmm.
So it's one heck of an operation, then.
Yes.
Kind of like heaven Microsoft. So to speak, keeping
more advanced,
and then are there leaders, and you know, like management up there, kind of keeping it all organized.
Yes, there is management, and it is connected with the fifth entity, which create a vision can begin to take shape, and the 12th density, the God realm. God is all. He is a part of everything, and you cannot get away from it, even though you try and you feel very lonesome. And say, no one loves me, no one cares. God is right there, but we need to move to his frequency, and then you can begin to feel the love.
Mm-hmm. So, does this planet have more than one heaven realm? Like, do the Chinese have their own heaven realm? Caucasians have their own heaven realm?
It is coordinated. There is sub-realm the Chinese have, wherein they picturize things in demon clothes, and not demon clothes so much as dragon clothes. Dragons mm-hmm. can be protective and can be a good omen.
We've talked about this in the past a little bit, where the Chinese have a whole culture on the other side that is dragons that look like dragons, and the dragons are good, right? And
yes,
that they're really
protection.
They really are dragons, and in their heaven realm, they've got dragons. Yes.
In the Hindu, they have the thunderbird, which is a hologramic, huge bird that one can carry with one can merge or have in their space to protect them if they are under attack or are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
The thunderbird can pick pick apart the vision of someone who wishes to do danger to to an individual who's protected by this other person. They can pick it apart, and everyone is protected, and the vision dissolves, and the people are protected and safe.
Okay, you know, we have to end this session. It's 6:59. We're going over the whole plan of healing, and BBS needs their line back. So thank you so much. I could see where this could be a four-hour session. There's so many little things. We learned a lot of really interesting things about how things work. And anything you want to say before we go over the whole plan of healing?
We love you all.
Thank you. If you want to stay present when we go over the whole plan of healing, maybe you might say something about the eclipse, because that's everybody's on everybody's mind. If Terry still stays on the zone, we can check over there. Okay? Jim is going to be there today. So, but we'll see. All right. Thank you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Ra'an.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Hayes.
Good night.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.